This is Broncos TV. We're here with Peyton Hillis, and you know, we got a couple of questions from the fans, and you know, get under the helmet with Peyton Hillis. So,
the helmet?
Yeah, under the helmet, you know, under the jersey, under the skin, whatever you want to call it. We gonna get to know Peyton Hillis. How about that?
I agree. I feel the fans need to know about me. You know, need to know what kind of person I am.
What kind of person he is? Okay, let's see here. You got to pause it for a minute. Let me read the question. Peyton, how has your life changed since, you know, you becoming the starting tailback for the Denver Broncos?
You know, it hasn't changed very much. You know, my personal life, you know, I always stay the same person, be the same humble person that I've always been. But, you know, on the field and, you know, at the games and stuff, you know, people, you kind of want to be around. Fans want to come around. And people that you knew back home, you know, call you a lot, you know, wish you luck and stuff like that. You know, it's kind of hard to stay away from that, even though, you know, though you try to stay away as much as you can.
So you don't got no long-lost cousins or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, you always got a few of them. But, I mean, you always try to stay away from that and just don't answer your phone.
Yeah, I know that all too well. Let's see here. Nicknames. Has any of the guys on the team given you a nickname yet?
Never. Not one.
Not one nickname?
No nickname. Just PT.
Oh, we're going to change that. Believe that. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have any, like, pregame rituals that you do, like, you know, a routine that you do before the game, or a certain country song you listen to? I mean, what do you do before a game?
Just prayer and reading my Bible. You know, I figure that's all you need to do. You know, I think the Lord can help you out through anything instead of, you know, any other physical thing.
That's all right. I can't make jokes about that. Let's see here. I'm a wing and I'm just going off the top of my head. This one comes from Eric from Evergreen, Colorado. Should I move the paper down? You said last week your dad called from deer camp last week, all right? So my question is, an outdoorsman, how does an outdoor recreation in Colorado compare to Arkansas? And do you plan on doing any fishing, hunting, hiking, et cetera, during the off season out here?
You know, the recreation from Colorado to Arkansas, you know, it's much more beautiful out here, and you know, with the mountains and, you know, more open space. But, you know, Arkansas, you know, it's more, a little bit more remote in some areas, and you can do a lot more hunting that, you know, I like to do, you know, with whitetail and ducks and stuff like that. You really don't have that much opportunity out here.
I'm from the city. We don't do those things in a city. I have not even been close to a deer, nor have I been anything else, hiking, anything else. I know this is the Peyton Hillis show, but wait a minute. I got it. let me quit playing. So, back to talking more about you. What did you do in high school?
I went to school.
With the trucks, with the cars.
You know, me and my buddy of mine, you know, decided, you know, a good way of training in high school and college was to pull trucks. You know, we saw a little episode with Willis McGahee and how he pulled a Ford Ranger up and down the street. So me and my buddy kicked it up a notch, and we started pulling half-ton pickups uphill, you know, just to get better, and that's what we've been doing ever since.
Are you kidding me? A half-ton truck? I mean, I work out, weights, bench press, squats. I don't think trucks fit into that equation.
It doesn't. It's just my own little repertoire I like to pull out, you know, by myself that nobody else does.
I've heard it all. Pulling trucks. Maybe I need to pull trucks. Maybe I could run a ball.
Maybe you could. I mean, you're a nice size fella. Another Refrigerator Perry, you know, it's always, you know.
Refrigerator Perry is what he compared me to.
No, I mean, I'm saying running the ball. I mean, another likable defensive tackle, you know, down there running the ball on the goal line, get a little touchdown every now and then. I mean, give the guy a little love.
I like to hear that. You know, I am kind of nimble with my feet. I mean, I can move a little bit.
I see you wrestling the locker room, taking out six or seven people, you know, jumping off the high dive. You know, I see that.
You know what, Peyton, I appreciate you, man, because you showed me some love, man.
Thanks for having me on the show, man.
Hey, anytime. Again, this is Kenny Peterson stepping in for Casey. What's your last name? What did I say before? All right.
Reporting for Broncos Television.
Yeah. This is Kenny Peterson stepping in for Casey Myers.
Byers.
Oh.
Damn it. See, no, what is
Byers. Your... Like Byers
thought,
ice cream.
I thought like Myers. Okay.
Michael Myers.
Like Keith Byers.
Okay, okay.
Okay?
Scott Byers.
All right, this is Kenny Peterson stepping in for Casey Byers, right? All right, let me do it again. Coach Shaw, you look good. It do look different.
Take Timberland.
Look, this is Kenny Peterson stepping in for Casey Byers, Broncos TV with Peyton Hillis under the helmet with Peyton Hillis.